Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric's trial, in which he's being sued for breach of promise by Winifred Redfield, has gotten underway. After Cedric was convinced that it was not quite legal for him to be on the jury, 12 good and true citizens were selected to sit in the jury box, and Squire Skimp opened for the plaintiff. The second day of the trial's over now. The old fellows are seeking diversion at the regular Tuesday night meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club. As we look in on the little community, it's evening, and we find that the meeting has already started over at Abner's house. The secretary is reading the minutes. Listen.
Well, held at the home of President Lum Edwards, we taken up the high-class culture subject of the philosophy of Spinoza, but it finally come out that Spinoza was a string musical instrument invented about 1490.
Strike that last part out, Mr. Secretary. I found out that we was right in the first place.
Huh?
Spinoza was a philosopher after all.
Not according to the book I looked it up in.
You must have got it wrong. Strike that out and go on with the minutes.
All right, I still say it. Paul, get away from them curtains now and quit peeking in here at us. What I'm going to do with that girl.
Oh, she ain't bothering us none. Go on.
All the members of the club got a heap of culture out of the meeting. Refreshments were served and a high-class time was had by all.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. All them in favor, except in the minutes, is read, signified by the same sign.
Hey.
Grannies, is that all the A's we got tonight?
I reckon so. Cedric, the Ulysses ain't got here yet.
Yeah.
And Grandpa Masters done fell asleep already.
Yeah, he ought to give up these meetings, Grandpa ought to. Can't stand this nightlife like us young fellers can. We ought to put an age limit on this. That's what we ought to do. Keep out them old codgers.
Old codgers? Grandpa Masters is a month and 4 days younger than you, Grandpa.
Why, he ain't no such a thing.
He is, darling.
All right, all right. Let's not get that argument started again. I've heard that once. I've heard it a million or a thousand times. The idea of this Golden Era Discussion Club is to get cultured, not to fuss at one another. Abner, get up and look out the window and see if you can see Cedric or Ulysses coming.
Well, they'll ring the doorbell when they get here.
Yeah, I'll get up and look, Lum. No need to make an old feller like Abner get up out of his rocking chair.
Yeah, who's an old feller?
All right, Abner, just skip it. Say, Grandpappy, have you tried oiling them shoes of yours?
Oiling them?
Yeah.
No, sirree, sir. I tried that once on a pair of shoes, might not ruin them.
Now, how could that ruin them?
Well, I'd taken all the squeak right out of them.
Oh.
Fact is, I never was able to get them shoes to squeak again as long as I had them. Finally, I had to throw them away.
Well, why didn't you just take them back to the store where you got them and tell it? Wait a minute. That's more likely Ulysses. I'll let him in.
No, I'll let him in. I'm already up. You need to rest anyways, Abner.
Prattle.
Wonderful world.
Oh, Cedric, yeah.
Yeah, come in, Cedric. Meeting's already started. Just shake the snow off inside here. Abner won't care.
Yeah, no, you don't either now, Cedric.
I'm sorrowful I'm late, but I thought the meeting was supposed to be over at Mr. Ulysses' house tonight.
Well, it was. Facts is, it was supposed to be over last week, too, but every time Ulysses figures some new excuse out.
Yeah, what was his excuse this time?
Oh, he claimed that his woman and the young'uns was making up a batch.
Claimed what?
Well, sit down and stop walking around, and maybe you can hear me, Grandpa. Sit down now. Can't talk over them shoes. I said he claimed his woman and the young'uns was making up a batch of taffy candy for the USO, and they was making such a big batch of it that they had to pull the taffy from the kitchen clean into the parlor.
Oh, for the law, me say.
That's what he claimed. Said he's afeard he'd interrupt the meeting to have the young'uns running backwards and forwards through the parlor with the taffy all evening. All right, girl, that's enough now. Go on back in the kitchen.
What do you mean, that's enough?
Well, I told her she could look at Cedric for a couple of seconds when he come in.
Look at Cedric?
Yeah.
She saw him before.
Yeah, but he's a celebrity now since he's got himself in his court trial for breaching a promise.
Oh.
By the way, Cedric, little Pearl wants your autograph, too, as soon as you learn how to ride a little better.
Yes, Mom. Say, what happened at my trial today?
What happened? Well, you was there, wasn't you?
Yes, Mom, but I went to sleep.
Oh.
Besides, I couldn't understand it no way. See, I had to work extra hard at the defense plant last night.
Yeah, sure. Well, what did happen, Mom?
No, not much. Squire Skimp final made his opening speech to the jury and told all how he had witnesses to prove that Cedric actually proposed to Winifred Redfield and signed the marriage license and all.
He never actually proposed to her. That was just a mistake.
Of course it was. Of course it was. And before this trial's over, I'm going to tell the jury exactly what happened.
Yes, sir.
Or that is, you are, Abner. I keep forgetting that you're Cedric's lawyer.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, too, ain't I?
Well, yeah, so far.
Might take that up for my livelihood here.
But you ain't had to do nothing yet.
Remind
me to tell you what I want you to say tomorrow before we go over to the trial.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Well, what else happened in court today, Mr. Lum?
Well, that's about all, Cedric. We fed Iris' cow and then adjourned.
Fed his cow?
Yeah, that's part of the deal, you know. Iris letting us hold the trial in the liver stable if we keep his cow fed.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Doggy, that must be Ulysses. Now we can get the discussion started.
Yeah, hope old Ulysses is in a brainy mood again tonight.
Well, evening, Ulysses, old boy. Come on in.
Yeah, evening, Ulysses. How's everything?
Oh, okay.
Good. Glad to hear it. We've already started the meeting, but we ain't begun the discussion yet, though.
Okay.
Hey, what do you know, Ulysses?
Okay.
Order, Mr. Ulysses.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Just sit right there, Ulysses. Pearl, get back to the kitchen now. Girl's going to be the death of me yet.
Well, I reckon we're all ready now for a good lively discussion. Everybody all set?
Okay, here.
Well, good. Fellow members of the Golden Era Discussion Club, the high-class culture subject for tonight is a famous painting. It's called the Mona Lisa. It was painted by a high-class culture painter named Leonard da Vinci.
Now, what's that last name? Vinci?
Yeah, I believe that's how it's pronounced.
Vinci. Don't believe I recollect the name. Cherry Hill boy, is he, Lum?
No, Grandpap, he don't live around here. He's famous. One of the most famous painters is.
How is he on born, Lum?
I don't know, Ulysses. I'm feared he'd be way yonder too expensive for you to hire.
I need my barn painted.
Pearl, I told you to stop peeking through them curtains. Now you go on out there and help your mama fix them sandwiches.
Vinci, Leonard Vinci. I recollect a Leonard Muncie lives south of Hatfield there. Don't believe he ever taken up painting, though.
Okay.
What'd you say, Ulysses?
I said okay.
Oh, yeah. See what you mean. Good comment, Ulysses. Of course, now, Leonard might have taken up painting. He was in the Halloween novelty business there for a long time. Reckon he had a lot of spare time on his hand. Now, he might have took up painting. I don't know.
Well, get away from her now.
Well, Grandpap, we're talking about a different Leonard.
Well, I'd know Leonard anywhere. I even bought a witch's costume for him once. Size medium.
Witch costume? Now, what did you want with a thing like that, Grandpap?
Well, I never special wanted, Abner, but Leonard gave me such a good bargain on it, I just couldn't turn it down hardly.
Sure.
I wore it one time to clean out the chimney. Fit right good, too.
Well,
look, fellow members, we're getting off the subject. What we're supposed to be discussing is a famous picture this Leonard da Vinci painted. I brung a book along. It's got a copy of the Mona Lisa in it, and I'm going to pass it around and let you all look at it.
Oh, good. I love to look at pictures. Just love them.
Boy, me too.
Here, you start it, Ulysses.
Okay.
I believe we'll be able to discuss it a little better after we look at it.
Yeah, let me see it, Ulysses.
Pass it around.
Thank you. Now, who is this woman, Long?
That's Mona Lisa.
Huh?
That's one of the most famous paintings in the world. According to the book there.
Well, I do know. Can you see it, Grandpap?
Yeah. Too bad she didn't frizz her hair up a little before she had her picture painted.
Yeah, she ought to fix herself up a little bit. Elizabeth, a note about this, she could have loaned Liza a Sunday dress to wear. Might not fit, but it'd look a heap better than that when she's gone.
Well, now, wait a minute, fellas. Careful what you say about this picture. One of the best in the world, you know. Just recollect that. In fact, it's supposed to be Leonard da Vinci's masterpiece. Says he spent 4 years painting it.
4 years?
Yes,
for the land's sake, Little Pearl can turn out a watercolor painting in one afternoon recess over at school.
Well, this is a whole lot better than anything Pearl can do, though.
She's pretty good.
How do you like the picture, Cedric?
Oh, I don't like it much. Something about her hair reminds me of Winifred Redfield.
Oh, Cedric, this don't look like Winifred. Have to have a bunch of big teeth sticking out there to look like Winifred.
Yes, sir.
Say, that reminds me, too, Grandpap. You know how old Charlie Redfield has always claimed he was an elk?
Yeah.
I found out he never even joined up with him. That ain't no elk's tooth he wears on his watch chain. That's just one of Winifred's baby teeth.
For goodness sake.
It is.
Well, I noticed it had a filling in it.
Yeah.
Aye, Grannies, I've always suspected old Charlie was wearing that on his watch. Wait a minute, though. We're getting off the subject here. Let's continue our discussion on the Mona Lisa. Now that you've all had a good look at it, what do you think about it?
Well, it's just a picture of some woman named Liza. That's all I can see. I reckon it's all right.
All right. It's just the greatest one picture in the world, that's all. Fact is, it says in this book here that Mona Lisa's been hung in the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Been hung?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
My goodness, what in the world could she have done to get hung? She don't look like a mean woman.
No, she don't.
No.
Fact is, for a woman that's just been hung, she don't look bad at all.
No.
Wait a minute, you got that wrong. I just mean the picture's been hung in the big museum.
Huh?
At least ways it was when this book was wrote. I don't know where the picture's at now.
Oh, well, I reckon that ends the discussion. Wait a minute, though. I just got an idea, Lum. Hi, Dogus, why don't we get a batch of copies of that picture and put them on our store calendars this year for the Jot 'em Down store?
Put them on our calendar?
Yeah, you said you wanted to have something extra good on them this year.
Yeah, but you couldn't do that. It wouldn't be right.
But didn't you say this was the greatest picture in the world?
Yeah,
didn't you say, is that Leonard Vinci's masterpiece?
Yeah, but we can't do it.
Well, why not?
Because them calendars are important to our business. I want them to look nice. Nobody don't want a picture like that hanging around on the wall. I sort of had in mind a picture of an Indian girl, Pocahontas, with a feather stuck up in her hair.
Oh.
This is all right, but for real art, I like them Indian pictures.